For decades, American cross-country ski fans have hung their hat on the 1976 silver medal of Vermonter Bill Koch. Now, 42 years later, the sport has a set of new heroes. Hi, this is Tom Kelly, and I'll be right back with this week's Behind the Gold Olympic story.
Tom Kelly's Behind the Gold report is brought to you in part by Westminster College, westminstercollege.edu.
America woke up this week to the thrilling scene of Jessie Diggins punching her outstretched leg across the finish line to take Olympic gold in the team sprint. Together with teammate Keegan Randall, the duo represented two generations of cross-country ski racers coming together to ignite interest in the fast-paced sport. The 35-year-old Randall, who was born in Salt Lake City but grew up in Anchorage, scored a breakthrough World Cup win in 2005. Since then, she has been a Pied Piper for cross-country skiing and a true hero for young girls. Diggins, 26, came into the sport as a high school racer in Stillwater, Minnesota. She's a charismatic cheerleader who has brought glitter and face paint and a strong sense of team to the American squad. In the team sprint, Randall and Diggins set aside any age-old paradigms of Norwegian and Swedish domination, serving notice from the very first lap that they were there to win. Coming down to the finish, Diggins was third, but sliced her way through a narrow opening to position herself for a sprint to the finish, pushing her toe across the line for Olympic gold. Her first question to teammate Keegan Randall was, "Did we just win the Olympics?" For KPCW's Behind the Gold Olympic Report, I'm Tom Kelly from Pyeongchang.